Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Looks like the rain and snow are on their way out, but some strong winds will soon hit the Wasatch Front.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Utah spring weather, Adam.
Amanda, we're going to get a round of winds coming from the east down the mountainside starting tonight, thanks to a low-pressure system moving in an unusual direction.
This particular event will peak Thursday morning and Friday morning along the Wasatch Front. And the areas that will see the strongest winds are generally North Salt Lake to Ogden, and they really get going from Centerville all the way up to Layton.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says we could see gusts of 45 to 65 miles an hour. The winds are expected to die down by Saturday, where we'll hopefully finally see highs in the 70s again. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Several people are now looking for new cars after a big gust of wind knocked over a large tree in Holiday. KSL TV's Andrew Adams continues our team coverage, and he spoke to Troy Aldridge, whose car ended up under that tree.
I saw the tail end of my beautiful CX-5 smashed.
Multiple cars were caught underneath, and it wasn't until crews arrived that onlookers could finally see the extent of the damage.
What else can you do, you know?
Well, a tree came down in the parking lot of the Cotton Bottom restaurant.
But skiers and snowboarders got a much happier story because of the weather. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston explains why. Peter?
Oh, Amanda, I thought the season was over, but Mother Nature said, give me a break.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
A couple feet of powder came down on Snowbird, Brighton, Solitude, and Brianhead over just the last few days. Brighton says on its X account that this meltdown, as people like to call it at the end of the season, is looking more like the refill. Snowbird's list will keep rumbling along 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. through Sunday, May 12th, then just weekends through Memorial Day. Solitude says on its X account, this is still closing week. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The top of northern Utah keeps on shaking. Yesterday morning, we told you about a 4.4 quake near Tree Mountain, but there's been a bunch of small quakes since then.
Pretty common. We do see swarms like this throughout the state. Just because we don't see this kind of activity frequently doesn't mean it's not normal.
U of U seismograph station researcher Dr. Emily Morton says these swarms of quakes are just the Earth's way of relieving pressure. Morton says the quakes are a good reminder we should always be prepared for a bigger earthquake.
KSL's top national stories now. Hundreds of people in Oklahoma are without homes after a string of tornadoes. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
Seeing firsthand one man's mobile home that was ripped apart Monday night by a tornado's 170-mile-an-hour winds.
When you see this type of damage, it's just heartbreaking. You just don't know how anybody could survive.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt in Barnstable, north of Tulsa.
They talked to their son just earlier in the day. Really, just a couple minutes before the tornado hit, and he was telling his dad, Dad, you got to get out.
About 350 homes destroyed by tornadoes, say Oklahoma officials. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Chuck says that the mobile home owner is still missing.
Mm. Several major insurance companies have pulled out of California's homeowners insurance market over growing wildfire risks. Mark Setkin is with the American Property Casualty Insurance Association.
The insurance market right now is in chaos, and part of it is in chaos is that for years insurers have not had adequate rates. In the last 10 years, they lost an average of $1.13 for every dollar they took in. So insurers need to get adequate rates. Then they can start reviewing the policies and the mitigation efforts that people take and price them appropriately.
I feel bad for homeowners. This is going on in Florida, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where they just can't get, or they're down to one or two insurance options.
That you're insuring your home.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you're going to live in that place where it's going to flood every 5 years, we're not going to rebuild your house every 5 years.
And I know in Florida, the state is actually stepping in to have some kind of an exchange to help. California's legislature trying to fix the problem through a series of reforms, but they've put the insurance industry and consumer advocates at odds.
First Look Traffic now takes us back over to you, Andy.
And right now, I-15 traffic is still at the speed limit, whether you're starting out in Ogden or Provo or going in between. So far, the west side city streets off to a pretty quiet start. And with the roads dry this morning, the drive through Parley's Canyon, a huge improvement. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cities within the Alpine School District are weighing their options as the district discusses splitting off. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more details. Michael?
Tim, right now there's a tentative plan to split the district between the northern and the western cities. But yesterday, city leaders from Linden, Orem, Pleasant Grove, and met to debate whether they should do the same. Now, if they went through with this, then the district would be split three ways. But some leaders have mixed feeling about going that far. Orem Mayor David Young tells the Daily Herald it's important for students to have a voice in the area they live, but any decision to divide would be going into crunch mode because a finalized draft to create an agreement would be due by next Tuesday, and that's if all of these cities agree to the effort. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Schools in the state can now apply for new gun detection software. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
You know, it's software that picks up on unholstered weapons.
Brett Larson, school safety specialist, says the state allocated $3 million for the software, which covers up to four cameras per school. It would work with the cameras that are already in the schools as an overlay. The money was allocated in House Bill 61 by the legislature. If the software detects a firearm in the school, alerts will be sent out immediately to law enforcement and school officials. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
University of Utah President Taylor Randall wrote an op-ed offering an explanation for the way that he handled the recent campus protest. The piece in the Deseret News says peaceful protests have a sacred and cherished place in American history and at the University of Utah, but he says students cannot break the law. He then went on to say the University of Utah will not take a side in the current Israel-Hamas war.